In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In today's Mass, we commemorate Saint Gerard Majella, who was an 18th century Redemptorist lay brother. His own mother testified after his death that the only place where he was happy was in the church, and at home he prayed all the time, and that he was born for heaven. When Saint Gerard was 10 years old, he was allowed to receive Holy Communion every other day, which at that time was exceptionally often. After his father died, young Gerard learned the trade of a tailor, and having finished his apprenticeship, he offered to join the newly founded Redemptorist order as a lay brother. But the superiors refused him because of his delicate appearance, and his mother was also not anxious to let him go. But so persistent he was that at length the local rector of a Redemptorist house sent him there with a note, "I send you a useless brother." It might be noted that Pope Pius IX later called Gerard a perfect model for those of his own condition, the lay brothers. As a lay brother, one of the best qualities of Saint Gerard was his unconditional submission to the Redemptorist rule and to his superiors. One of the many great stories recorded of him explains his simplicity and humility in an eloquent manner. Saint Gerard occupied at one point the office of a doorkeeper or porter in his monastery, and the prior said to him, "Now, Gerard, you be a good porter now. Immediately as someone clings the bell, you run to answer the call." Now, in dealing with saints as Saint Gerard was, using those kind of words as "immediately" is quite dangerous. And so it happened that Gerard was one day pouring wine from the barrel to the cup in the monastery basement when he heard the bell rung at the gate. So he immediately ran to the gate, cup in one hand and stopper in another, and he met the prior on the way. "Gerard," the prior asked, "where do you think you're running with those things in your hand?" "But, Father," answered Gerard, "you told me to run immediately to answer the bell when someone clings it." The prior, incensed with this kind of answer, said to Gerard, "Oh, put yourself into oven," which was an Italian counterpart to the phrase "jump into lake." So imagine the cook's surprise when he, coming to kitchen to prepare a meal to Father's, found Gerard inside his oven. No persuasions, nothing could get him out of there. "Father Prior said that I should put myself into oven, and I will stay here as long as he tells me to leave," he said. So everything went crazy in the kitchen, and finally the prior had to be called. When he arrived, he said, "Gerard, what on earth are you up to now? Come out of that oven this instant." When Gerard crawled himself out, the prior asked angrily, "Now, would you explain what was that all about?" And with perfect innocence, Gerard answered, "But Father, you told me to put myself into oven, and I obeyed your order instantly." With impatient agony, Father Prior dismissed Gerard and said to his assistant, "From now on, we have to watch every word we say to that boy." But then the prior started to think, "Wait a minute, when Gerard was running from the cellar, he had a cup in one hand and the stopper of a barrel in the other." And Father Prior asked his assistant that, "Please go downstairs to check, because I'm afraid to even think what I found there." So assistant went down, and he found the wine barrel just as Gerard had left it, the stopper out of its place, but not a drop of wine had spilled. The rule of the Redemptorists is very strict, and as the story shows, it sometimes includes harsh rebukes from the superiors. But the rule fitted perfectly for Saint Gerard's, for his sole ambition in life was to be like Jesus Christ in his sufferings and humiliations. Saint Alphonsus, the founder of the Redemptorists, also considered him a miracle of obedience. Saint Gerard not only obeyed the orders of superiors when present, but also when they were absent, he knew and obeyed their desires. Although he was weak in body, he did the work of three, and his great charity earned him the title the Father of the Poor. But finally, the southern Italian heat proved too much to him, and his last weeks were a combination of physical suffering and spiritual ecstasy. He died on the day and at the hour he had foretold. Pope Leo XIII, who beatified him, referred to Saint Gerard as one of those angelic youths whom God has given to the world as models to men. He was truly a wonder worker of his time, and his heroic patience gives us a great reminder how all of us should always strive in everything to be like our common master, Jesus Christ. Saint Gerard Majella, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.